things just a little bit different. I'm going to read through some verses here and not really going to really preach, I guess, a message or anything like that tonight. Just maybe give you some thoughts here. Just don't really have it in my heart to preach, but I want to try to please the Lord and do what He'd have me to do. And so I guess in regard to Thanksgiving tomorrow and all that going on this week and having a day set aside in our nation to offer prayer and thanksgiving unto God. At one time, it was something we did nationally. It was something the whole nation participated in. If you can imagine, years ago, whenever this holiday was first set up, the whole nation would set the day aside and everyone would pray and everyone would thank the Lord for all of His blessings upon America. Now, the majority, I mean, outside of just a very, very small handful of people in our country, the majority of people will just get together. They'll eat a big meal. They'll celebrate Turkey Day and they'll watch football. And the things of God and thanking God for all the blessings of America will be far from their mind and far from their thoughts. But there was a time whenever everyone participated. I would say, again, outside of a small handful, you know, the majority, even including the majority of churches and church people and self-professed Christians will have their minds on something totally different tomorrow. And so I don't want that to be the case with us. I don't want that to be the case with myself. I want to be careful and really take the opportunity to thank the Lord for all of His blessings on us. And we know these days will come. It ought not surprise us that people are not thanking God for all of His blessings, because Paul said in 2 Timothy that in the last days, perilous times would come. And then he goes on to elaborate on what will make those days so perilous. What will make the last days so dangerous? That's what perilous means. It means dangerous. And he elaborates on what makes the last days so dangerous. And of course, he starts listing all those sins. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, you know, proud, boasters, blasphemers, all those things. But then one of the things that he mentions as far as a reason why these last days will be so dangerous and so perilous is that men will be unthankful. And men will forget God, forget to thank God for His blessings. And so we don't want that to be the case with us. We, as God's people, want to be a thankful people for all that He's done for us. And if you look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I want to read just a few verses here and maybe make a few comments and then move forward with the service. But if you look in verse number 14, what's happening here is the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, is giving some of his closing remarks in this letter, this epistle here. And he says there in verse 14, he says, "Now we exhort you." And so just in that phrase, you can kind of hear him, you know, in a sense, kind of just bringing this thing to a close. "Now we exhort you. You know, I've dealt with all these things, told you all these things, written to you concerning all these things. Now we exhort you." And he begins to list just some final commands, one after another, to God's people here. And he says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." He says, make sure nobody returns something evil done to them, returns that with evil back to them. He says, do good unto all men. And always do that which is good. And it's kind of like what I think a lot of parents have told their kids growing up, you know, is just always make sure you're doing the right thing. Doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Doesn't matter what the world's doing. It's important that we make sure we're doing the right thing. We can't control what everybody else does. We can only control what we do. And that's what he's talking about there. He says in verse 16, rejoice evermore. We should always be rejoicing. He says in verse 17, pray without ceasing, referring to always being in a season and a state of mind of prayer. thinking about the Lord, talking to the Lord in our minds, praying. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. That deals with not despising the preaching of the Word of God. That would be the equivalent of prophesying today. We don't prophesy the future like the prophets did back in those days, but revealing truth through preaching the Word of God would be like prophesying. And so he says, despise not prophesying. He says, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Proving all things speaks of testing all things, watching and being very careful and making sure all things are what they're supposed to be. And whenever you do prove something, when you test something and you find out that it is good and it is of God, he says, hold fast to it. And that's why in our circle of churches and circle of preachers that we know, that's why, you know, we have them for meetings, and that's why we try to spend time together, because whenever you find something that's good, you better hang on to it, because it can be hard to find things that are good in terms of the things of God nowadays. He says in verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. So don't just abstain from evil, abstain from all appearance of evil. If something even looks like it might be evil, if something looks like it might be evil to somebody else, if somebody else on the outside would look at it and give them questions, and if it's the possibility that you could be a stumbling block to somebody else, Paul says abstain from it. Abstain from all appearance of evil. He says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Backing up to verse number 18, probably one of the most familiar verses in this text, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, thanksgiving, giving thanks unto God, is one of the most vital elements of worship. Whenever we worship God, there's a lot of things we could do, but one of the most important things that we do when we worship is that we give thanks to God. We're thankful and we express our thanks and we express our gratitude unto the Lord. We let Him know that we are thankful for what He has done and is doing for us and in us and through us. And we let Him know, we let everybody else know. We make it known that we are thankful to God for what He's done for us. And that's a very, very vital element to worship. Now, he says in everything, not just good things, but in everything, give thanks. And then he says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That phrase there, this is the will of God. This is one of, I think, only three times in the Bible that that phrase is actually used. It may be one of only two times that phrase is used, this is the will of God. There are a lot of things that some people might say would be a gray area, or you can't be totally sure of concerning God's will for their life, your life or my life. But this is not one of them. Being thankful and giving thanks unto God is not a gray area. It is absolutely 100% the will of God that all of God's people are thankful and have a heart of gratitude towards God for all of His blessings on us. Things, whenever you think about where we are, things could be a whole lot worse than what they are. This has been a really weird year, but things could be a whole lot worse than what they are. A friend of mine just sent me an article today. Not satire, an actual news article that in Los Angeles, California, they are going to be cutting the water and power off to houses that are planning on having gatherings of more than 10 people in their homes. And if they find out, they're going to cut the power and water off there. And so that's craziness. That is bizarre. But I'm just saying that where we are, as bad as things may be, they could be a lot worse. We could be in Los Angeles. We could be living in California. We could be over in India with all that they're facing over there. 9 million cases of COVID-19 and all those things. I mean, I'm just saying everything could be a lot worse. And so things could always be worse, you know. And so it's important that we are always thankful, and that Thanksgiving is one of the major parts of our lives as God's people. It should never be said, of all the things that could be said about a Christian person, it should never be said that they are not thankful, that they are not grateful. You ever done something for somebody and they just they're just not great, they're not thankful, they don't say thank you, they're not grateful, you just do it. Family seems to be the worst with that stuff, you know? And I don't know why it is, but, you know, family can be the worst because we can get so used to our families just doing things for us, doing the things for us, and it's almost to the point where it's like, well, that's just what they're supposed to do because they're family. And so parents do things for kids, grandparents do things for grandkids, and so on, and families do things for one another. And you get to the point where we wind up just expecting it. Family just expects it. And so you go out of your way to do something for somebody and they just carry on. They don't say thank you. Nothing. They just move. And boy, doesn't that really just grind you and take the wind out of your sails whenever somebody is not grateful for something that you've done? When they could at the very least say thank you. How much effort does it take to say thank you for doing that, you know? Well, how do you think God feels whenever we, as His children, really get to the point in our life so many times where He's been so good to us and blessed us so much day in and day out and all throughout every day of our life that we get to the point where we just expect it? I mean, we've woke up so many mornings that we just expect to wake up in the morning. We've lived so many days that we just expect to have another day. But you know what David said? He said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God made it and God gave it to us and He blessed us with it. And we just expect to have our bills paid and have our regular income. And what really is bad with us, and I think this kind of relates back to family too, what happens so much is that God does so much for us, we get so used to the blessings that whenever, the only time we realize that we're even blessed is whenever we aren't receiving them anymore. It's kind of like whenever you don't realize what a blessing having electricity and being able to cut the lights on, you don't realize what a blessing it is till you cut the switch and nothing happens. And that's the way we are sometimes. God's blessed us so much, and then one little thing goes wrong. Suddenly we're mad at God mad and all frustrated because something isn't going exactly as smoothly as it should be, when the truth is we're so used to things going so smoothly because God's just been so good to us. And so it's really important that we have a day where we sit and we meditate and we think about just all God's done for us and how good He's been. And stir up our own hearts, stir up our own minds, stir up one another concerning being thankful unto God. I want to say two things about this statement. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to say, first of all, it is a difficult command. Because He says, in everything. And it can be difficult. It is difficult to give thanks in everything. And for everything. Matter of fact, He didn't say for everything. He said in everything. We may not necessarily be thankful for some of the bad stuff that happens, but we can be thankful in the bad stuff that happens, in the bad circumstances. And that can be difficult. Well, ain't no can be about it. It is difficult. And so it's easy to thank God for some things, but it's very, very difficult to thank the Lord in everything. But He said, in everything give thanks. And then, not only is it a difficult command, but it's a divine command because, again, as we said a second ago, He said, this is the will of God. Now, lot of people complain and wonder why they don't know the will of God for their life and wish they knew God's will and had more direction in their life. When the problem is, they don't want to practice the will of God. And God's not going to make His will known to somebody that He knows, their heart knows that they're really unwilling to practice it. What would it matter? What would it matter if God was to reveal this big will, you know, and all these plans that He has for somebody that won't just do some of the simple things that He's written in His Word to do right now? Because they're not going to do all that if they're not willing to do some of these simple things right now. To whom much is given, much is required, and he that's faithful in little, be faithful in much. And so a lot of folks, they don't know God's will because the problem is they won't practice the will of God in the things they've got, they already know to do. But the Scripture and the Bible tells us that the will of God, or what the will of God is in some matters. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 4, we're in 5, if you back up to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 3, it says, "This is the will of God, that ye should abstain from fornication." And so we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that it's God's will that we abstain from fornication. And that's not a gray area. Well, the same is true with thanksgiving and being thankful. It's not a gray area. It is God's will. You don't even have to ask. You don't even have to pray about it. It is God's will that we are thankful. And so if we do the will of God in areas that are plain, we'll wind up discovering the will of God in areas that are not so plain. So if you want to do God's, if you want to know God's will for your life, do the will that you know to do now. And His will right now is that we are thankful. And so, being that this is week of Thanksgiving, being that next week, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, some of us will be with family, some of us will be doing different things. Everybody's going to be calling it Turkey Day. There's going to be hustle and bustle. There's going to be all kinds of things that the world is going to have to draw us away from the real meaning of it. By the way, there's nothing biblical about Thanksgiving. I mean, as far as the holiday, this is a national holiday, but it's got good, solid Bible foundations. And I believe God's pleased with it. But the devil's going to have everything in the world to draw us aside and not be thankful and not meditate on the things that we're thankful for. And so I just want to stir you up and just remind you to be thankful. It is so important that God's people be thankful. And God's blessed us so much and He's been so good to us that the devil makes it so easy for us to just gloss over and breeze over all the blessings of God. And so I just want to kind of mention a few things there, read through some of those scriptures, kind of stir our hearts, get us thinking about being thankful. And we're going to pray here in just a second. I'm not going to take any prayer requests tonight, though I know there are a lot of things that we could pray for, a lot of things that probably need to be prayed for. But instead of taking prayer requests, I think what we're going to do is we're going to offer some thanksgiving to the Lord. We're going to take a little time and let everybody that wants to testify can testify and just tell the Lord and tell the church the things that they're thankful for. And after a little bit of that, we'll come and we'll pray. And I'll start us off tonight, and I want to just say that I am so thankful, first of all, that the Lord has saved me and that He's changed my life. And when we go to the jail, I see some of these young men who are younger than me throwing their life away to drugs and alcohol. And probably a lot of them have had really, really rough backgrounds, no doubt about that. But they've still made choices to throw their life away. And without the Lord stepping in their life and without them repenting and turning their life over to Jesus, their life will just be a big waste. Whenever I look at those young men, I just think about how good the Lord's been to me, how much He's blessed me and saving me. And I told those men last night, you know, I'm not doing what I'm doing because I want to. I'm doing what I'm doing because the Holy Spirit has come inside me and changed my want to and helped me want to do the right things. And so I just realized that I would be in the same situation they're in. I'd be in the same situation a lot of people are in when they're in terrible situations, had the Lord not come in and changed my life. And it's He's the one that's done it from beginning to end. And I just want to say I'm thankful to be saved. And I'm thankful to be in the ministry. because it's by His mercies I'm not consumed, and it's the mercy of God counting me faithful, putting me in the ministry, just like Paul said. And I'm thankful to have a church to pastor. God's counted me worthy and faithful to pastor a church and to preach the Word of God. I'm thankful for the family God's given me, a good wife He's given me, the children He's blessed us with, healthy children, and thankful for a house to live in and cars to drive and food to eat. Thankful for the good family. Again, getting back to those men at the jail, some of those young men probably have really, really terrible home lives. And that's not an excuse for living wicked, but at the same time, I thank God for the good Christian home that I had, and had a mother that prayed for me and loved me and been good to me and provided for me. And I'm just thankful. I'm really, really thankful. And I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for how the church takes care of us and sacrifices to provide for us and take care of us and meet our needs. And let me pastor full time and devote myself to the ministry. A lot of these ministries that the church are doing, that I couldn't do them if I was having to work a job and support my family at the same time. I mean, I couldn't work all those hours every week and then also go to the jail and also be out on the street every night, you know. I mean, just something nonstop, you know. But the sacrifice of the church and the heart of the church to take care of the man of God is why we're able to do all the things that we're doing. And I'm just thankful for that. I really am. I'm so thankful for all God's done for me. And so we're going to take just a second. Again, we're not going to take prayer requests, but if the Lord's put something on your heart and you just want to thank the Lord, you want to testify a little bit before we pray, that would be fine if anybody's got anything on your heart tonight.